realms of Senith.
Did we ever find out what that spear was, too? The, like, enjeweled spear that we picked up from that lab or whatever? That we were like, maybe Alita wants this, but you were like, you don't even know what it is. You have to attune to it or whatever.
I thought it was a spear of star something, wasn't it?
I don't recall. I never wrote it down.
All right, well, I think I will change it a bit. Let's see. Forged from star metal, infused with the magically captured light of a supernova. Its gleaming golden spear has the power to cut rifts through physical reality. It's a +2 legendary spear.
Wow. So, I mean, that sounds even cooler.
I was going to say, I think that we picked it up the time that you weren't there with us when we went through the laboratory, and we were like, oh, a spear, that sounds like an Alita thing, but never thought to go back and find out what it was.
Okay.
While attuned to this weapon, you can summon it as a bonus action, causing it to teleport instantly to your hand. Also, as a bonus action, you can teleport to an unoccupied space nearest where you threw it.
Whoa. I think our monk just leveled up again.
Okay, so what was this called? See if I can put it in here.
It's an astral spire. I'll get a full write-up on it properly.
It's probably not the right place to search for it. Yeah, this doesn't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a custom thing. It was something else, but I think this looks cooler.
So it says you can summon it as a bonus action. Where is it when it's not in your hand? Do you carry it around as part of your equipment, or does it like disappear into astral plane or something?
You can carry it as part of your equipment. Like if you throw it, you can summon it back, is what that means.
Gotcha.
So basically the choice is to summon it back or to teleport to where you threw it.
Is it? Okay, should I check magical?
Yeah, it's magical.
It's fancy too, because when he described it originally, he said it had like jewels all over it or something.
Which it does, yeah. When you're looking at it, it looks like there's some missing gems. And apparently there's upgrades to it. Is there anything anybody, while she's finishing putting it in, anybody wants to do on the road or any little things they want to mention about the travel to Razor Castle?
I kind of want to. Like, who are we traveling with?
Mainly it's, you don't have a lot of, well, okay, so for you, for Maeve, I think you were traveling with just like a small contingent of adventurers, like other huntsmen and civilians that join up to come watch the portal happen.
So not like the people from the noble keep that we're traveling to?
They would have went with the device.
But with Alita?
Mm-hmm.
Well, still, with the people that I wouldn't be familiar with that probably don't have background checks or whatever, I would want to spend some time mingling and sussing people out. Make sure there's no one that potentially could be a threat or an infiltrator or whatever.
Go ahead and roll an investigation roll as you're doing this.
Hey, I rolled a 20 with 25 total.
So, I'm not sure I put it in the right place.
Is it part of your background now?
I have it in equipment, but it's not, like, equipable.
Oh.
I mean, maybe I could ignore that. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I feel like it's not in my attack section.
I'm not sure. Maybe you had to add it as a weapon or something. Either way, it shouldn't function much different than the vicious spear that you have. I think it's a +1 vicious spear, right?
It's a +2 vicious spear.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you can just use your vicious spear attack rolls and damage.
Okay.
And then just keep in mind you can summon back that spear or teleport to it. But yeah, the attack and damage should be the same. Does that conclude everybody's leveling up?
I think I'm ready.
You find some suspicious characters, but you can't really place them as particularly hostile. They're just, I don't know, people you don't trust. Is there, how would you react to that?
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
I feel like I would simply be suspicious and not really do anything, but just like keep an eye and be wary of that. Keep it in mind as we go forth, see how the situation develops.
Okay.
And maybe Clue and my companions. I think it's everybody except for Alita with us in the second contingent, right?
Yeah, so you arrive at Razor Castle and join up with Alita. They've already brought the device into the basement, which is of the main keep. And there's the viewing area that they have set up is that there's like a, not a ravine, but like there's a crack in the ground of this basement. So it's like the floor is open a bit. And people can just stand up there and look down and watch. Yeah, they're setting that up still. There's sages walking around the device, kind of tinkering it with it a little bit. When you arrive into the basement, there's several Outguard, including George with you, and Vicar Philip. And so, yeah, you're just standing there and everyone's up above you looking down. There's some people around you as well. They all look busy, but most eyes are just on you.
So the adventurers that are with us, are they in any way providing security to the people up above, or are they just with us?
They're up above, yeah.
So I think my idea of what to do with my information is, because George is my trustworthy companion, to alert him to it and ask him to kind of meander and keep an eye on things while we're occupied down here.
Okay. Any other things people are doing, or are you just waiting for the portal to activate?
Grungar is just kind of chilling, putting his armor on and polishing his greatsword.
I know we never, like, addressed it directly before we concluded last time. I think everybody was relatively on board with bringing that one cleric with us. I forget his name, but the one that asked if he could come. So unless I'm wrong about that, as a retroactive thing, by the way, it's fine if he's with us, in my opinion.
Okay.
All right, I'll add his token in when we get in there. All right, so yeah, they activate the portal. A bunch of light happens. You see on the wall behind it, like a doorway opens up. But you aren't able to see through that doorway. It's just black on the other side.
Ominous.
I don't want to go. I want to write plays. I want to perform. I want to act. The theater is where I live.
Bravo, bravo.
Thank you. You can see me on Wednesdays and Saturdays at the theater.
I mean, honestly, I know Grungar has a habit of forcing him through portals, but I feel like this is one where if you genuinely are not on board, that's okay. We have lots of people here we could swap out.
But really? He's not going to make me go?
I won't allow it. This is a thing that you have to consent to of your own volition.
Yeah, Grungar's already, like, he's not going to force it this time.
This time. But next time I catch your bard ass playing stuff,
you're what going. I mean is, unlike the last time.
Next time I'm forcing you through that portal, you dumb bard bunny boy.
Wow. You're more Grungar than Grungar.
I've channeled my inner Grungar.
Tricks are for kids.
So when he's finished with his impersonation of Grungar in an uncharacteristic display of affection, I'll reach out and give you a hug and be like, well, I wish you well, theater boy.
Thank you.
I guess I need my George back, because now we're down a man.
Does Peter leave?
No, he sees him off. He'll stick around now that he's not going to be forced into the portal.
Okay. Well, it is open. People are watching. The king is not with you at the moment, but his bride, his wife-to-be, wait, oh, no, they're already married. Yeah, they're already married. So, like, yeah, the queen's here, though.
Really? After all of that, with him wanting to watch, he's not here?
One of the conversations you would have had on the way here is appreciation from some of his advisors for talking him down from being present. Or not being present, but from having it happen at his wedding. And then they managed to convince him that he shouldn't be here at all anyways.
So are we, like, streaming it live to the palace?
Yeah, they have Witch here. Witch TV.
Okay.
It's like Twitch, except it's with scrying powers. That I took that from...
Dude's watching us through a crystal ball right now.
Yeah.
So is Peter hosting Witch TV?
It's a guest of honor.
Out of game. Did you have a different character you were putting through the portal, Tim?
Maybe.
One of those people you were suspicious about walks up when Peter decides to back off.
With George in tow?
Yep, with George in tow. George is like, actually, this one has something he wants to talk to you about. This would be Kit's character.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hi. Who are you?
The name's Wiley, man. Wiley.
As in coyote?
not as a coyote, man. I'm a person. Yeah.
And then George kind of taps him and says, tell him what you said up there.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm down for an adventure. Like, you know, I like to see new places and, yeah, like that.
What sort of skill sets could we expect from you, man?
Well, I bring the finest chiba. But other than that, I can turn into things, and you know, I know about nature and stuff.
A shapeshifter?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I was stuck in the Feywild for a while, and you know, Feywild is, you know, wild.
As I'm appraising this guy, would I perhaps suspect that he might be a druid?
Yeah. You would get that impression, yes.
Yeah. That explains everything.
Yeah, I know about trees and stuff, herbs, spices, you know.
All right, well, I guess I'll look at my companions and see what they think of this guy. Like, are we taking him? Or, I mean, he comes recommended by George, and we all know George is a good guy.
Yeah, if he's got George's approval.
George is a good guy, man. Like, he's one of the good ones.
Grungar is too busy adjusting his armor to really care. He just grunts.
He's so nonchalant. He's down for anything.
Where's that cleric we were going to bring?
He's here.
What was his name?
Philip.
All right, so Philip, George, Wiley. We might as well go before this portal closes.
Is it currently open?
Yeah, it's just open. Oh. And then all of a sudden Peter's like, I'm not going.
Okay.
He looked into the darkness and he said, fuck no.
Man, this is an adventure, man. Thanks for having me. You won't regret it.
Well, druids first.
Hell yeah, let's go. And Wiley steps through the portal.
Go after him with George in tow.
Wiley reaches back through the portal and grabs Grungar and pulls him in.
Bombs away.
Grungar is already like right behind you, making sure Alito is coming as well. But
just a hand chain of people coming through the portal.
Yeah. Wiley's not the strongest of people, so the pull wasn't very hard.
Grungar hardly notices it.
More symbolic than anything. I didn't realize that there was something on my screen because it was just black. I was waiting for it to load. So, yeah, I'm really good at the technology.
Whoa, technology.
Oh, Amir's here. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't going to let you go without me.
Did you jump in first?
That was a little tug that you felt as you went through.
Maeve is actually Pickle Wiley. I don't have a picture for you yet, but
I don't either. I made this character when we started today.
Okay.
It's not currently done.
Do you want us to update our stats?
You can if you want. When you go through the portal, you come out in a very dark room. Your vision is very limited. You can't actually see around the corners, obviously. I mean, the fog is a little screwy here. It appears to be sandstone. Just like huge slabs of sandstone. It's built a room and it smells very stale in here.
So is sandstone like in Minecraft where we can expect this is a desert area?
Sorry, apparently groceries got screwed up. Yeah, you think it would be like a sandstone area. Sorry, desert area. They delivered the wrong order apparently.
Not your groceries, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Unexpected grocery drama is always fun.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be an easy-to-do thing. Okay, so yeah, stale air, sandstone. You think you're in a desert, stale air.
In sandstone. Man, the air around here is pretty stale.
The stone is very sandy.
I want to poke around, see what... Cause why was it dark? Like, when we were looking into the portal, does it make sense that we were looking into darkness, or is maybe just what the portal does?
Can do well. I would have you roll, but I'll just tell you your dark vision doesn't seem to have worked through the portal.
But now that we're here, we can see as normal,
right?
Okay,
so it looks like this thing that is directly around us surrounds us on three sides, and there's pathways in two directions. So, which way should we start poking around?
You hear footsteps coming from this direction to the east.
I'm gonna tiptoe and peek around the whatever these black structures are.
Gonna kinda, yeah, like hide behind this wall a little bit.
We'll get cuddly. I assume stealth is in order, right? Or no?
Sure.
Mine is 18. Damn it, I see nothing, probably. Or he sees me.
Ooh, 25 for stealth.
Yeah, Grungar got a 1.
You crash into the wall.
Shh. Yeah. I got a 12.
Well, all right, how about perception?
So, you hear, go ahead.
I was going to say, if perception is in order, I have an 18 for that.
Okay. You see a dwarf that's walking down the hall here, down the way. He's definitely undead.
Oh.
Okay.
However, he speaks and he calls out and he says, you've returned so soon?
Ooh. So so we might be able to get information from this guy, but I don't know who he thinks we are.
All right, so he's going to be coming around the corner. He's going to be able to see about here.
Can you guys hear me?
Can now.
Okay, I'm not sure what I missed.
We waited.
The dwarf walked forward.
Okay. Saying maybe he thinks we're Bander. He's an undead.
That's what I was thinking too, but who can, maybe Grungar can sound like Bander.
I don't think he ever really got to know what Bander sounds like.
Well, crap. I will try in my gruffest mummy voice to be like, yeah, changing plans or something like that.
Roll a deception check at disadvantage.
Okay. Well, I got a 16 and a 17, so 16 plus, please have charisma. Oh, wow, I actually have proficiency in that. So 16 plus 7 is math. 23, is that correct?
Yeah. I rolled a 20 for his insight, and I was so happy, but you beat him by one anyway.
Damn.
I am Bander.
I mean, you know, he's undead. I don't think he's all that smart.
And I'm an orc, so we're kind of gruffer by nature. We're not orc, half orc, but, you know, whatever.
My lord. We are not yet prepared. We still have decades to go. What, how can I serve you right now, master?
Show me your progress. I don't look like Bander, though. This could be an issue.
I was going to say, he'll walk over here.
Without looking at me.
Or I could just say, update me on your progress so far.
Okay, if you say that, he won't approach. He says,
we still have another 50 servants to put into the machine before the core is powered up.
I guess I could say, well, this is actually good that we're not ready yet because the mission has been compromised and we need to move it. We need to shut everything down.
I'd like to move it. Like,
does that require more deception?
First, he'll say,
compromised? How?
We can't move this.
Infiltrators. I've not been aware of any.
And why should you have been, Peon? I'll just whisper that to you.
I'll repeat it.
He says, Peon, I'm your most loyal servant, sir.
Then don't question me.
How do we move the whole facility?
Let's focus on shutting it down first. We've been at this for centuries. We can spare a few decades.
What you ask is impossible, and you would know this.
Roll. Damn it.
Damn it. Roll what?
A persuasion. Again, at disadvantage. Oh, God.
Oh, you're probably fine. My first one was 17, but my second one was 4. So let's see what my persuasion is. Yeah, so I have a total of 5.
Okay. Now he does come around the corner.
Damn it, I'm drawing my weapon.
Okay, he does see you. You draw your weapon?
Yeah, because, I mean, I look nothing like Bander, so this isn't going to go well.
He laughs and he says, you are the infiltrators.
Clever boy. And then I stab him.
Yes. Yeah, we can go ahead and roll initiatives, because he was pretty well aware that somebody's there.
Grungar gets an 11.
Initiative.
17.
18. Can we just throw him through the portal and everybody at the other end could deal with him?
Well, no, it's really a good idea that we didn't bring the king along.
We just start whipping undead through the
They can interrogate him. And
I gave you the chance to shut it down, damn it.
What was Grungar's?
11.
Lita, you're actually up first, then.
Okay, let's try out this new weapon. Oh, so I could do something cool, like if I throw my... Oh, no, I can't find it. I don't know what it's called.
Astral Spear?
If I throw my Astral Spear behind him and then, you know, teleport myself to behind him so I can have, like, a... I don't know. I mean, is that helpful as an attack to...
I think you can throw it at him and then teleport behind him because it had to teleport to an adjacent square, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess throwing it at him is an attack, so let me roll. Hey, 23.
That's definitely a hit.
Okay, 13 damage. So then I'm behind him now, I guess. Does that work?
As a bonus action? Yeah.
Oh, does it, like, take my whole action just to be behind him? maybe that's not really worth it. I don't know.
You'll take your bonus action.
Okay, but not my second attack.
Correct.
So I'll just attack him from behind. All right. Oh, this isn't going to be good. 10.
That is a miss.
Okay.
Does that finish your turn?
Maybe. Bring Fish a try and... Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay. Maeve.
Now I stab him. Oh, did she threaten with her spear?
Yeah.
First time.
I assume she picked it back up from the dwarf.
So 18 to attack.
That's a hit.
Sorry, Kit just sent me the picture.
I'll make a token real quick here. Tell me your damage.
20 damage with a sneak attack.
Okay, is that your turn?
Thinking about it.
Okay.
I think I might use my bonus action to disengage and then move a little ways, like there.
Okay. Be Grungar up next.
Grungar will charge forward with a bit of a war cry and swing at him with his greatsword. 15 and 24 to hit. I assume those are both hits.
Mm-hmm.
That is 28 slashing damage.
All right. He is going to die.
Nope.
Well, we didn't get any information out of him.
That was so not cool to, like, punch your guests, man. Bad form. Bad form.
Are you lecturing him or us?
No, him, man. We just came through the portal. We could have been friendly.
Yeah, I tried to be his master. He just, you know, was a dimwit. And by that, I mean clever.
He was smart, but actually dumb.
Because a smart guy would have been like, you're my new master. What do you need from me, mommy?
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
It means what I need it to mean.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Don't stab me, too.
So I kind of want to check out what he was doing over here. It looks like a machine or something. Unless we're still in initiative.
We are not in initiative. Sorry, I'm just trying to pull in this token. Let me just replace this one because...
Yeah, I can visualize that.
All right, so you go to this desk over here. It's broken down. A lot of cracks in the wood. You see a lot of stuff sitting on this desk.
I want to rifle through it and look for clues as to what sort of decades-long project he's been working on.
You find a scroll pretty prominently sitting on the middle of the desk. You find a couple potions, and you find what looks like a diagram. You're not sure what it is by first glance, but it looks like some kind of like plans for some kind of a mechanism.
Okay, well, I'll study that for a moment, but mostly just pick it up because it might be useful later when we encounter said mechanism.
Are you going to try to figure out what the mechanism is or just pocket it?
I mean, I can glance over it and rack my brain for a few moments, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time, you know, on it right now.
Does it look similar to the one he used before?
No.
Okay, so not with Erevan and saying if it used people to power it, it had a core, but it's not the same as the other thing.
We know we need water elemental in that case.
So it'd be an arcana check to figure out what this is exactly. You get to do it at advantage as Alita's there looking at it, looking for similarities.
So at advantage, minus a 17.
Alita does notice some similarities, not the exact type of machine or anything, but she does notice mechanisms that she believes would be some kind of like a power source to it that requires people. You think, as you're looking through this, that it is some kind of a drill, like an arcane drill, a massive one.
Something tells me that's not good.
So maybe they had to drill in a very specific area, and that's why they couldn't move it. Why that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. That's why I hate grasping at straws all of a sudden when you randomly encounter undead you're completely unfamiliar with. This diagram could have been useful for that conversation.
I feel like a moment needs to be spent looking at Wily, if you haven't.
What?
His image you sent me is probably the best image I've ever seen.
Oh my.
Why y'all looking at me? Like?
Because you're interesting.
Noticing your tattoos.
Yeah, I got these in the Feywild. It was there a while.
A lot of tattoo artists in the Feywild?
There's a lot of everything in the Feywild. Have you ever been?
Yeah, although was that maybe like 1,000 years ago now?
Time moves weird there. Oh, hey, fellas.
They're all looking at you too. Okay, anything else you're doing in this area?
You could do that attachy thingy that you do and give us all like companions or something.
All right, well, you told George to keep an eye on people.
He's staring at Wiley as we go along.
I mean, apparently they were buddies.
He thought he was interesting too.
Okay.
I'm gonna proceed carefully around this corner, listening though before plunging in. Oh wait, I just now saw the grid. I didn't see that before. I was wondering how to figure out where things were. Apparently I wasn't zoomed in enough. Do I hear anything suspicious up this way?
No, but no.
No, but no.
Should we be checking for traps?
Good idea. I should probably be doing the investigating thing, right? Or is it perception?
Investigation, yeah.
Ooh, I just rolled a nat 20 for investigation.
Wow.
I got 23 total.
All right, you think there is some sort of a secret door here to the north. However, it seems blocked at the moment, like shut pretty hard. And you don't see any way, any clear way to open it.
Grungar smash.
So what's the scroll and the potions? I wonder if they might be useful at opening it because they were right around the corner.
For Alita's investigation, as she's moving around, she sees the same thing. You're asking about the scroll and potions.
Where am I supposed to move to?
He was saying that up there is blocked off somehow, a secret passage to something.
I was talking about the potions. I didn't know where the potions were.
Oh, I picked them up off the table.
Oh, okay.
It would be a perception check to figure out what the potion is. The scroll would be an arcane roll.
Well, I hope Alita is perceiving harder than me because I rolled nat 1.
Where's perception? 8.
It's not sure what the potion is. You both take sips of it, smell it, got nothing.
My arcana, however, is 18.
We doing perception?
They were trying to taste that potion to figure out what it was.
Yeah, he drew it. You want to see what this potion is?
Yeah, man. I'm down to try new things. What you got?
2 mystery potions.
This guy seems like the kind of guy who just downs the entire thing. He's like, yeah, I don't know what that was.
Man, I know how to hold back, man. You know? Yeah. Well, I want to try it.
Wiley starts with will, you know? Willpower.
That's right. I have amazing willpower.
Not a Bogart.
So what am I rolling here?
It'd be a perception check if you're trying to check what the potion is.
Okay. I rolled a 2. That's a 10. This one, I have no idea.
What about this one?
It does smell nice, though.
We just start applying it as perfume because that's all it is.
I got a 21.
All right. That is a dream potion.
Oh.
When you drink that, you get the ability to lucidly dream for a night, and you get a full rest in half the time. And it sometimes gives you prophetic dreams.
Man, this potion is a trip, dude.
I feel like that one belongs to you.
Really? You'd give this to me? I love this group already. I don't have a pack. I hold it.
Amir, we're going to need your services soon.
Yeah, get this guy a bag of holding.
Black pack. 1 black pack on order, please.
Nah, I confiscated Peter's. Here you go.
Oh, I put it in my black pack. That's amazing. Man, this group keeps getting better and better. It's best move. Portals, just do it, man. Just do it.
He's going to have a swish tattooed on his face soon.
So you rolled like an 18 for the scroll, I believe, right?
Correct.
All right. You think when you read that scroll, it will give you visions of the past. However, you believe it may also be a bit of a cursed scroll. Some side effects to it. You're not sure what those are.
I'm orcish. That shouldn't be a problem, right?
If you're asking me, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had something about like resistance to magical effects or whatever, but turns out I'm not an elf, so no. I checked. All right, well, I don't know how to open this passageway, so I guess I'll start making a mental map and a mental note to come back and figure it out later.
This is a passageway?
Yeah, like right in front of me is like some secret passage that is blocked in some way that we can't access it at the moment.
Hmm.
So that's why I was trying to determine whether these potions or scroll might be useful to, you know, activating it somehow.
I've got cartographer skills. I can get us back here.
Awesome.
Well, I cast guidance on Maeve for your next check.
Okay. Does that last like indefinitely or just for a short while?
That's a good question.
Last like an hour or something?
Well, 1 minute.
Oh.
Don't worry. I can do it again.
Okay.
you just ask. I got you.
I already did all the checks that I can think of for this moment, so I'll need to apply it forward somewhere.
Oh, does somebody else want to check?
I mean, do we just want to check the door for something itself?
I suppose we could, although I thought we already investigated it.
Yeah, by your investigation, you believe it's impassable, at least from this side.
Ooh, is this where I pull out my chime of opening? Where is that?
She has all kinds of gadgets hidden away in her pockets. Secret elementals and charms.
She's been holding that since level 2.
Yeah, I managed to get us into one cool place. Okay, let me see what this says. Okay, so it says one locker latch on the object opens unless the sound can't reach the object while we're right in front of it, so.
Is it blocked or is it locked or latched?
I don't know. So if there was a locker latch on the other side, since we don't see one on this side.
After you use it, is it used up or you can use it again?
It has 10 uses and I've still got 8 uses.
Well, it's up to you if you want to try it.
All right.
I'm game to solve the puzzle in the first room.
And I give it a ding. Question is if it does anything.
Does it open?
Does.
Good job. Uh-oh.
It opens and you see a starry void ahead.
Abort, abort.
Whoa, that don't look good, man.
Starry void.
Do we, like, get spaced if we go through this door?
You're not sure.
Investigation?
Hey, new guy, you like adventures, right?
Not that kind of adventure. Man, I met this hippo guy once. He said he was from the void. He said it was super cold out there and you can't breathe. I want nothing to do with it, man. We were talking about wanting to go to the stars, right? Because it was a perfect night in the Feywild. But man, that's dangerous out there.
Yeah.
Are we thinking it just opens to outer space?
We don't know. Sure looks like it though, don't it? I'm guessing there's not an option to just like dip our toe in.
Did you roll an investigation?
Oh, I suppose I'm skipping steps here. 21.
Nice.
You find a little stone on the ground, toss it through the door, and you see the stone just continue on and on and on.
Okay. I think we can leave this door alone for a little while.
Can we close that, man?
Yeah, can we close it?
Yeah, you can't close it.
We just leave it open to space. Uh-huh. It's not cool in here anymore.
I feel so much better that closed. Oh, man. You don't even know.
The fresh air, though, you know? Fresh from space.
I don't think that's how space works.
I don't know. I've never been to space.
All right. As you get to about there, maybe you hear something walking, something very heavy walking your way.
Heavy like metallic or just normal heavy footsteps?
Or like heavy emotions.
Yeah.
You're not sure because you can't see it, but it does look like it's approaching your direction.
Okay, so I want to do like a stealth and hunker down and throw that stone. No, I already threw the stone into space. Never mind.
Yeah, that stone ain't coming back.
Well, I'll find another stone and throw it like...
chip off a piece of the sandstone wall.
I'll try to throw it there. Throw sandstone.
All right, when it lands there, you hear the walking stop for a moment. And then something shifts on the floor and starts approaching you faster. In your dark vision, you see a huge golem appear. I'm going to have it roll a perception check as it's looking around.
So my spell is 22, by the way.
I think he sees you guys, so we'll be rolling initiative when Kit's back.
I want to pull out my bow this time. My brand spanking new, shiny, cool bow. Does the golem look like a cog like that?
No, it's a clay golem.
That's unfortunate. It should be a sandstone golem. My initiative is 15.
7.
Maeve, you'll be up first.
I shoot it with my bow and arrow. Oh my, I get a 25 to attack.
That's a hit.
So he saw us despite the stealthing, so this is not a sneak attack, correct?
Correct. Well, actually, for you it is.
Why?
He didn't see you. He saw others, though.
Oh, I'll take it. 22 plus 8 is 30. 30 damage.
Okay.
Over here, is that kind of shadowy where I could have some, cover?
Yeah, this is all dark in here. Maybe. For now, anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Or maybe back behind Alita. Anyway, I want to move and do a hide for a bonus.
Okay.
Oh, I can't get back behind Alita. Or can I? I forget how to do the thingy.
M and then M.
Oh, just enough. So I want to go there and then do a hide. A hidey.
Okay.
It's a 19 for stealth.
Okay. That's going to beat us passive. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Grungar.
Wow.
You can roll a stealth if you want to, because you had some preparation to decide if you have advantage on them or not.
What about advantage?
If you wanted to have hidden, tried to hide before the combat started, to have advantage on the golem, just roll up your stealth and see if you can beat a, I think, a 19.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a very good strategy. Okay.
Well, then you get your normal turn, but the golem knows you're there.
Kind of trying to decide what to do here, because he's kind of... Yeah, he's kind of far away.
Wait, did I not give the vision the right range?
I think it's like 60 feet.
Oh, I meant to have it at 60. I guess I have it at 40.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Is there any, like, optimal way that I can just chill here next to the wall and just kind of attack when he comes by?
You could ready an action to do that, yeah.
I think Grungar will move... like here, right next to the edge of the wall, and ready in action to attack the golem once it moves around here.
Gotcha.
I will be right back.
Oh, no, it is 60 feet. Never mind. Kit, roll me initiative.
I did, and I entered it in. I'm at 5.
Okay. Alita. Nope. Is she gone? I guess so. A little wily ancient.
It looked like she just came back.
Are you back, Alita?
Here.
Oh, your turn then.
What happened? It jumped over there and jumped back?
Yeah, I was going to skip your turn until you got back, but it's reset.
I don't know if I have anything that goes that far. Can I throw my darts that far?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
You could do like Grungar did and move to a place and ready in action for if it comes by you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just move closer and I'm thinking it's just going to come attack me. Be behind you, Grungar.
I mean, that kind of works because your spear can go 10 feet, can it? Or 5 feet?
20.
Yeah, so that works.
Yeah. Okay, I'm all geared up and ready to go. Pun intended.
The golem is going after Philip, who had a turn, who also readied. So, Alita, you can attack it now. It's within 5 feet of you, so you can melee if you wanted. And Philip, he's going to attack it as well.
Okay.
Philip has a cool name.
My dad's name.
I meant Philip Dredd.
His dad was a judge.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, well, 17 hit.
Yes.
8 damage.
Okay.
And I guess I'll just use the same thing again. All right, 26.
To hit?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, his AC is 14.
Okay, 12 damage. And then do something. Let's do the stunning strike. So it needs to make a con saving throw DC 14.
All right, I got it.
Oh, it made it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess I'm done.
Well, your AC is 10?
Yeah. I ain't wearing a shirt. Are you kidding me?
So you're just, what, like in your underwear?
I got pants on. I'm not a savage.
It is your turn, Wiley.
Well, I think it's time to change my shape. Bam! How big is
snake.
This?
Snake.
I'm a snake. How big is this golem?
It is large.
Well, I'm huge, right? Is this the size of huge? How big is huge?
It's huge. It's like 15.
So that means that I can slither around and use my grapple. I can constrict it. So I'm going to make a weapon attack at +6 and, I try to hit it, and then the target's grappled, and it has a DC 16 escape on its turn. And until it ends, the creature's restrained. Are we cool with that?
Okay. So it's grappled then?
Well, I have to hit it first.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to roll this. +6 is an 11. That does not work. I'll go over here. Anyway, I'm a snake, and that's my turn. My AC is now better. It's a 12.
All right. George, Amir, Maeve.
Can you wear, like, a chain shirt? What's your face, Wiley? Because we got one just hanging around.
You don't... Well, I can't talk. I'm a snake.
What? Out of game. Tim, can your character wear a chain shirt?
I don't think so, because I'm a druid. I'm a doodad. I'd have to look.
So we're still skipping Grungar until he gets back? So I'm gonna shoot him again. I think there's enough people that I get advantage.
Yep.
6 + 8 = 14 to hit.
That's a hit.
20 damage plus I forget what I add. 8. So 28 damage.
Is that your turn?
Yeah. I'm not gonna bother trying to hide behind the table again because he's all swarmed.
Okay. Are you back, Grungar?
Yep.
Do your reaction attack.
Is that one attack or two attacks?
I think it's just one.
All right, give me a moment. That is a 19 to hit. I assume that is a hit. And no, 8 slashing damages from slashing damage from a magical source.
Okay, 8 damage.
Yep.
And then you can take your turn.
This time he is going to make his full 2 attacks.
What is that?
Oh, sorry, I was rolling the hit points for the snake.
Oh, that's on our side. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm okay with it now. I just saw a bunch of dice roll.
Oh, yeah. Grungar hits one of his main attacks, and he will Divine Smite at 2nd level. So that is 11 magical slashing damage, 14 radiant damage. And that is Grungar's turn.
Olita.
Okay. 16 to hit, 11 damage. Ooh, okay, I just rolled a nat 20 to hit. I don't know if that does anything.
It's a miss.
It means I miss?
No, you hit.
That's like, pretty cool.
Extra hard. Okay, 13 damage.
You see, it's extra damage die, right?
Okay, and then what do I get to add them?
Yep, you add two of the double dice together.
Okay, it's 23.
You guys are shredding this thing. All right.
I just tried to give it an unsuccessful hug.
They're all about the peace and love.
You get more attacks to do then?
Yeah, let's do, well, let me see, how close am I? I mean, am I close enough for a 5-foot thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I too far? Okay. So let's go ahead and do the flurry of blows and do the 2 unarmed strikes. Okay, 25.
Yep.
8 damage.
With your magical fists.
Okay, and then 22 to hit and 7 damage.
Okay. Did you do your extra attack already?
I thought I did.
Yeah, I just remember.
I thought that was 2.
No, I mean, like with your main attack action, you get extra attack as well. I remember you got the critical, but I was wondering if you rolled another one.
Yeah, I thought there was one before that. Did we? Do you need me to redo that or something? I don't
know. Was it a hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, yeah, it was like a 16 to hit, I think. And you said
okay.
That was a hit.
Yep.
And then.
All right, I remember now.
Okay.
Sorry, I was eating a wrap, so I was only like half present. But yeah, I remember now. Okay. Anything else on your turn?
I think that's it.
Okay. Wily.
Wily? He's wild. Well, snake. So he doesn't really need to grapple him. He's going to try again anyway. That's 12.
No.
Fail.
Just slipping and sliding all over this clay golem.
Yep, that's my turn.
Okay.
Keeping him distracted, though.
Yeah, trying awful hard.
It stays focused on Philip, does one attack, 10 plus, that's a hit.
Ouch.
Another attack, that's a miss. Okay, what is this thing it does? Just the 2, okay. Oh, actually Philip needs to do con save. She fails. Oh shit, that gives him another attack, okay. Oh.
Philip, no.
Philip is unconscious. George, Amir, Maeve.
Oh, hi.
Wait, that was our cleric.
Amir lands ahead, though.
Oh, is that what all these dice are? Is you're doing the NPCs?
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Amir. The mirror for the win.
I don't know. I kind of want to potion the guy, but it probably is more effective to do a bunch of damage. So I'm going to do a bunch of damage, hopefully. Nope, I rolled a 1.
That is an automatic miss.
I'm going to hide in shame.
And cry Grungar. Reaction. Grungar is going to continue smacking the shit out of the clay column.
You notice that the clay golem, as you're going to smack it, it seems uninterested in anyone other than Philip, and it's grabbing at his body, unconscious body on the ground. Looks like it's going to drag it away.
Yeah, good time for the snake to grapple him. What did Philip do in a past life to piss this guy off?
I think he's trying to take him as one of those 50, what was it? They call them servants or slaves.
Maybe it's because it thinks he serves the wrong god.
What's your attack, Grungar?
Right now, I'm trying to decide if there's anything else that I can do. Give me a second. If I hit him
with Thunderous Smite, would he be affected by that? There's no restriction on size in the spell.
Is there a save to it?
There is a strength saving throw to it, yeah.
This golem will have advantage on the saving throw, but other than that, should be fine.
Probably wouldn't work, because it probably has a really good strength, and my DC is... I think Grungar is going to smack the shit out of it. It's almost dead. And that is two hits, 22 and 20.
Yeah, that's probably a death for it then.
Probably, but let's see. That is... Oof. 24 magical slashing damage total. Brings us like 31. I don't think a smite is gonna... Who do we have between Grungar and the golem in initiative order?
Alita is up next. She'll be dishing out some damage in a minute.
Okay, but do I need to be trying to save Philip first?
Grungar is just wondering if you'll be able to kill it after him.
Grungar will throw in a smite at first level.
Okay.
I just got 31. Well, let's see what I can do.
14 radiant damage. That's really good for first level.
Okay.
17 left. I bet I could do that.
Does it finish up your turn, Grungar?
Yeah.
Okay. Alita, go ahead.
Okay. All right. 16 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
9 damage.
Okay, so first attack.
14. Will that hit?
Mm-hmm. That's what you need.
Okay. Okay, 12 damage.
He did.
It's going down. Falls to the ground and shatters. You see several pieces of it land over by the snake that just turned back into the Crocodile Dundee, the beefy Crocodile Dundee.
So could I?
Grungar will rush over to Philip and use land hands to restore. I think I can just give him one hit point, right?
Yeah.
He'll give him one hit point then.
Now it's up to him to do the rest.
Yeah, I mean, Grungar can pitch in if he needs more, but I assume he has a decent amount of healing magic up his sleeve.
As the golem splits open and pours out, several small crystals and gems fall from him. The gems look just like precious stones. They'd be worth 750 gold altogether. The crystal, it looks magical.
Does it look like it would fit Alita's spear?
It does not.
Well, it probably has some other purpose then if it looks magical.
Okay, we should take that and figure it out. Oh, is it something like goes in the... No, the portal had runes, not crystals.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes left. Where are we going?
Well, does Philip use any healing magic on himself?
Yeah, he fills up.
No.
Philip. Would I know enough about Gollum to know whether it's a risky thing to pick up a piece of its clay?
It should be fine. I don't know why you'd want it, but you can take it.
So how is it powered? Is that gem like its power source?
You can roll, if you're interested, roll an arcana to see what you can recall about golems generally.
Oh, can it be history? It's still not very good.
I'll give you some guidance. Add a d4 to that.
Okay, so 16.
16 is enough. You know golems to be often created through magical means by powerful wizards. They're generally powered by just magical infusion. They don't generally need something like a gem or a crystal. So this would stand out as odd to you that it's part of this creature.
Okay.
So whatever it is, it's not directly what animates this animated this golem, but it is apparent that it had some effect on it.
No, in Bander, it could be something silly like him storing pieces of some greater object all over in his creations because he does crazy stuff like that.
Right, it could be part of the drill, even.
Maeve, as you reapproach your group, that scroll that you picked up, as you get close to that crystal, it starts to glow.
Interesting. What happens if I get closer?
What'd you say, Kit?
I was just saying, man, is that a scroll in your pocket, or do you just, like, have magic crystals all over the ground?
A little of both. I'm always happy to see crystals.
As when you get closer, you ask what would happen. It seems to have some kind of connection between them, like a literal arcane flow. I wouldn't say like a lightning bolt, but it looks like a connection similar to that.
Hey, Cleric Philip, you wouldn't happen to know whether I should maybe try reading this scroll now that we have the crystal to possibly counteract the curse effects?
As he's in the middle of casting his healing spell, he does check. He says, I have no idea what will happen. This doesn't look good. Could you give me a minute, though? I'm still trying to shakes his head a bit. He's like, thank you, Grungar. That was rough.
No problem.
Did that answer everything you asked, Maeve? I forgot.
I was just wondering if you thought it was a good idea to try reading the scroll near the crystal or with the crystal involved, but he says it's not, so I don't know. He seems like maybe he knows things. What about Amir? He's a font of random knowledge and things. What do you think, buddy?
Emphasis on the things.
I didn't say read it. I said, what do you think about reading it?
I think I should read it.
But I like you, and I don't want to lose you to this stupid scroll.
No, I mean, I'm sure I'll still be here. Then he starts walking towards you like a zombie. He's like, I might look like this.
I can't decide whether that's an upgrade.
I'd like to cast a healing spirit right here on the second level.
Okay.
And it's... And when I cast it, his little spirit comes forth, and then it can do 1d6 hit points, ability modifier. Normally, if it's like, if they end their turn there or whatever, it'll do it. So basically, as we're just talking, the spirit's going to heal him for 6d6.
Okay. Plus your modifier?
Well, it does 1d6, yeah, healing. Okay. No action required. And then, yeah, it just... Normally, you would do it slower during combat.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I think between all the heals here.
Yeah,
if Amir was to read the scroll with this stone, right, he would get a vision of the past about the stone. And if that healing spirit is hanging around him, would that be helpful for a curse?
Mm-mm. No, it's gone. It only lasts for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Cleric can remove curses, right?
He nods.
Yeah, at this level.
There we go.
I mean, I guess if Mir really wants to, or I guess I could.
It's up to you.
I don't feel right about potentially compromising Mir, so I think I'll just do it myself and hope that whatever happens, the cleric can fix. I'm gonna get cozy. Hopefully George doesn't get jealous.
As you start reading the scroll, it begins to turn to dust. The stone... you see it like a stronger magical connection between that crystal and that scroll happen, and it looks like the magic is fading from the gem into the scroll and then dissipates completely. In your mind, you have, to everybody else in the room, it looks like her eyes just like roll up and she just stands still. In your mind, you start having like a very vivid vision where your sight is kind of, it's like limited. Right now, you seem to be standing somewhere. You don't know where, but you see a dwarf that's wearing a strange suit, sleek but magical, or not magical, but mechanical. And he's standing in a dark room. The walls itself around you look metallic, polished, and smooth, but worn with age, like rustic. The dwarf appears to be inspecting one of the several maps on a wall near a window whose only view is an endless sky of stars, similar to the door you opened. There are holographic displays behind him showing a map of various ships depicted as sailing through the void. Some are stopped near large rocks. These are simply marked as mining. The dwarf, who turns to reveal a living version of Bander, addresses another that enters the room. We will not yield to the Tarshan fleet, he says. The wealth of the stars is ours to claim, and we will defend our claim at all costs. Your vision shifts to a chaotic scene of battle. You see two fleets facing off, one of them in sleek iron ships and banners and emblems that depict Bander and the god of greed that you are familiar with. And the other look like traditional wooden sailing ships with a strange version of Elkwood banners on it. In the backdrop of stars, no sea or land anywhere in sight, spells are cast from the decks of the Tarshan ships. Arcane cannons on both fleets fire beams of destructive energy, also familiar to you from the last encounter you had with Bander. Ships explode in silent bursts of light, debris floating aimlessly in the middle of the chaos. It appears the Tarshans are winning, or whoever he was referring to as Tarshans. Your vision blurs once again, and now Bander is seen in a dark, ancient temple. Clearly marked with the dwarven god of greed is an altar that he seems to be praying at. His face is gaunt. He looks up and his eyes are hollow with grief. In clear desperation and rage, he begins performing a ritual. Dark magic swirls around him. His flesh withers and decays. He rises from the altar as you knew him, a mummy lord, his spirit bound to the material plane for all time. The only words you can make out from his mumbles are revenge and survivors. You are suddenly pulled to a desert. You see one of Bander's ships laying as a wreck. A wooden ship is nearby, debris of both ships scattered across the landscape. Both appear to have crashed. In the back, mountains, the very same mountains from Seneth. Two crews meet between the ships, one of the dwarfs of Ebon Consortium and one from the Grand Tarnty Navy. After a few words spoken silently to you, the captains of the two crews shake hands and leave the scene together. This is Sinutra, and the crews are traveling east and quickly. You see time pass, and you see the sands of the desert change. Weather comes and goes. There were people here before the ships crashed, but they have all long gone. The metallic ship breaks apart. The land around dies. The arcane core of the Ebon fleet ship is exposed to the air, still beating with magical energy. You see Bander here in the ruins of ships and cities with an undead horde building his temples. His plan becomes clear to you. He is on Seneth to exact revenge on the traitors and Tarshans. You know his revenge on the Ebon crew is already complete. All the dwarfs of Mordvil are dead, their history erased. You see a giant green dragon in a mountain pass in a new vision, one very familiar to you. This is the mountain pass near Elkwood, before the East Road was built. The dragon is fighting against a company of dwarfs. You spot Bander among them, appearing alive, though his visage shifts and flickers, and you catch glimpses of his true undead form. The dragon screams something in Draconic, though you seem to be able to understand it. Invaders! Trespassers! You've ruined my world! The forests are gone. Everything dies. You must pay. After the dragon is killed, you see Bander beginning to slay the battle-worn dwarfs. And then your vision ends.
Okay, then. Well, I propose that at the next rest that we take, I would jot all of that down to share with my party. I don't know if I can make sense of any of it, though. Like, do I know what Tarshans are and all the rest?
You're not immediately familiar, no. It's definitely otherworldly, the vision you had. So things like you're saying, they seem pretty cryptic, but there is some knowledge that does seem granted to you by the vision. For example, they are the Ebon Consortium. Those were Tarshans they were fighting.
Yeah, I'd want to, as soon as we can, somewhere hunker down and take a rest. I can jot it all down to look into later.
I put it all into the roleplay, just in case it was read very strangely by me.
No, that's cool.
It wasn't read strangely, but there was no way that I could even, like, take notes on it. So I was like, well, she would write it down so that then you could do what you just did.
Yeah. So the main takeaway that Maeve would have is that Elkwood and all of the people in the realms here are survivors from a battle, an ancient battle. And Bander was trying to kill everybody here. And whatever is going on here seems to be furthering that end. And we are past 10:30. I think we should probably stop here.
Bander was a dick, man.
I think his dick withered away a long time ago.
But see, even Bander, it seemed like he was sort of infiltrated into those dwarves just to put a curse on them. Like, he was already a mummy and already older than...
I put a spell on you because you blew up my spaceship.
More than just a mummy, he's an alien.
But so are you.
Oh no, we're all aliens. We're like that hippopotamus dude that I talked to in the Feywild, man. He was an alien, but really, I was an alien too. Wow.
Our whole life is a simulation.
I don't know what a simulation is, but we could talk about it later.
The world is flat.
What? I don't know. I'm too high for
There's
this.
A lot of...
What tortoise told you that?
I've been enjoying Flat Earther videos for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I hope people had some fun here. I mean, we got to beat up a clay golem. Oh, for curses, what happens to Maeve?
Nothing, because I am awesome and perfect and great.
Need to roll a con save.
You are wrong. I am right.
That's what the roll said.
It does, because I roll a 20. Plus
okay,
two.
Good. We'll roll one again the next day.
This is the only day, because we are aliens.
Hold on. Days work differently on my planet.
I'm the commander of my existence. So 13 plus 2 is 15.
Oh, it's the next day already?
Oh, I don't know. You said roll one for the next day.
Oh, I'll have you roll one the next day.
My bad. I don't understand how time works.
Time is a construct that doesn't actually really physically exist. Who created time? What does time mean? How do you really measure it, man? That's the weird things you got to think about. We'll talk about it at camp.